successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn a sharp knife, make it whine. He'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater. Mike the Mariner rounding out the crew. Okay, so Barry did some Googling during the break, and you've found a hybrid outboard already?
Yes, I did.
So they listened
just
to us.
Just as fast.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
The
it's
power
like
of the world of boating. We asked for it.
Yeah, sure.
It magically appears, yes. So what do we know? What's available there?
Okay, it says, discover the OXE Hybrid 450, a new concept model based on OXE's marine leading diesel outboard technology combined with an electric motor, utilizing readily available technology presenting unbeatable speed and torque. And this is an axial, the electrical part of the motor is an axial flux motor. I guess it doesn't have a flux capacitor.
Well, does it say what the horsepower is?
Yeah, it's 150 horsepower. It's 150 horsepower, 400 volt, 124 kilowatt engine motor. The diesel engine is a L6 block built by BMW, 3 liter turbocharged, intercooled, and it has 680 newton meters. And I don't know how to figure out newton meters.
I used to know how to convert that, but that was years ago.
Yeah. But that's at 1750 RPM. So it's 300 horsepower between 4200 and 4400 RPM. And I guess this electric motor somehow bolts to this engine. Mm-hmm. And I guess it helps add more power. Yeah, because it's a 450 horsepower total.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, that'll push your 17-footer pretty good, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, but it probably weighs enough to make it look like it's going to take off like a rocket, because the the aft end of the boat will be deep in the water and the bow will be sticking straight up. Yeah. So,
what do you have on your Triumph right now?
I got a 70-horsepower, two-stroke Yamaha.
Well, they probably got a smaller.
That weighs like 168 pounds.
Maybe they got a smaller version of that. Pick up. Yeah,
I don't think so.
I don't think? All right.
No, not yet, anyhow.
It's available. So, when you're ready
working on it,
upgrade that. I mean, would you take that step and go hybrid before you went full electric if it was available to you?
And then, me?
Yeah. You ever needed to get a new outboard? Would you look at that?
It would have to, it's possible to do it on my boat. I'd have to pull the deck up and see if there's space for battery.
Yeah.
Probably have to build like an enclosed, weather tight area for the battery,
or maybe it's built into the outboard.
It would probably be a gasoline outboard, not a diesel, because I just don't see small diesel engines. I mean, they seem to be heavy no matter how small you make them, because of the way they operate, you know, with heavier, bigger pistons, higher compression.
Sounds like you're gonna need a bigger boat.
You've been telling me that for years.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, you have your mission.
If you went full electric, though, you just put the batteries where your fuel tank currently is. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, but again, as we know, the only limitation to an electric boat right now is the amount of power you get out of the batteries.
And the amount of money you have to buy the batteries.
Well, they're coming down in price. if they come up with they're working on sodium. I think it was sodium batteries, or there's a material that they can mine out in the Southwest desert that is plentiful, that works better than lithium ion batteries. And they're not as dangerous with water. If they
sodium
get that
batteries like made out of salt.
Well, it's something like that. I forget what it's called. Sodium ion battery or something like that.
Oh, okay.
but I could be way off. So don't quote me on that one.
Let's just move on. It's time to find out how stupid the World of Boating crew really is when it comes to boating. Are you guys ready? Uh-huh. Are you ready, Barry?
And you only told us about
this. We've already done that.
We've proved it.
Have we done that already?
For the entire show.
5 minutes ago.
Don't make me smack you, Barry.
30 minutes ago, he said, guess what? All right,
pay attention.
Ow, that hurt.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to ask some trivia questions. This is the World of Boating Trivia Olympics. We're tying this in loosely to the Winter Olympics in Italy this week. And there's really no connection, but that's the connection I'm making. The twist is, instead of a gold, bronze, or silver medal that we'll award at the end of the competition, if you get the question wrong, there's various tortures that I have. That,
you have been working on this for weeks now, I think.
Well, I mean, you know, we have to do something to please our passengers. And
aren't we
supposed nothing
to
would
collaborate on content
on
the show.
No.
Well, not on this. He does this on purpose.
Nothing would make our passengers happier than to see one of the World of Boating crew tortured properly. And we have like flamethrowers, whips. We have explosions. Like I might hand you a grenade. It might just go off.
Well, I'm glad you didn't institute the work, you know, come back to work policy.
Yeah, no. You know. Well, you know, we'll see. All right, you guys ready?
I was hoping to stall for another 15 minutes.
No. First question up for grabs, and you should know this. A bambara is a potentially precarious patch of water over which type of calcium carbonate containing underwater ecosystem. What's the answer?
I would say volcano.
Barry says volcano, Mike says
yes.
He says
yes.
What? You say volcano too?
I have no idea.
Really?
Volcano.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
probably like an underwater vent or something.
Well,
like
you're
that.
Both wrong. So
what is it?
Go ahead. You got to take your torture first. So let's take off.
No.
You take off.
You couldn't even read this question.
Stick out properly. Your arm there, Barry.
Out.
Right. Chainsaw to the Barry's arm. Let me have the left leg.
Not the
there, Mike.
Out. Hey, that blade is dull.
Oh, that had a lot of blood. Ugh. Okay, the answer was reef. That's a reef, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there is a lot of calcium.
Really? Yeah. Thanks. Potentially precarious patch of water, which would be you don't want to take a boat over a reef, especially if it's shallow. Of which
so what
type
language was that?
Calcium carbonate containing underwater ecosystem is a reef.
A reef, right?
Well, technically, all of them do, but
well, okay, but that's
yeah. But what's that word again?
To some extent.
Reef or what?
No, the bomba.
Oh, a bambara.
B-O-M-B-A-R-A.
Yes. Don't make me take off another appendage.
No, it's a bambara. Most commonly refers to Beth Bambara, a St. Louis-based folk musician.
All right, that's enough out of you.
You made this all up.
That's different.
Give me the other leg.
Stop it.
How dare you question the questioner. Okay. You're going to have two peg legs now.
Thanks.
At first, you were just going to look like a pirate. And now
but it'll look like a pirate with a problem.
Really? That is just sad.
I'm
all right, got time.
British movie right now.
All right, here's one.
Yeah, no.
What's the B word?
I said two arms.
Listen, what's the B word for a piece of standing rigging on a sailboat that sort of functions like a gas pedal? Barry, what's the answer?
Standing rigging.
That
acts like a gas pedal.
Yes.
You're taking in the sail. You're tightening it up.
Out of time. You got whipped.
Yeah.
And might have to keelhaul Mike if he can't get it.
Oh, he gets to think about it.
We'll give him the commercial break, come up with an answer, and see if he gets tortured next on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.